Welcome to day 193. We are up to Perakei Mishnah Beis, and we're continuing to discuss mixtures in which Truma falls into Chulin and gets all mixed up together. And today we're going to discuss a case in which there is enough Chulin to be Mevatel to nullify the Truma, meaning there are at least 100 parts of Chulin to one part of Truma, and therefore the Truma is nullified. Now, as a very important reminder, when that does happen, when the Truma is nullified, still, we remove one part and we give it to the Kohen. Even though it's nullified, and even though it's extremely unlikely that that which we're removing is actually the Truma that fell inside because it's all mixed together, still, we give one part to the Kohen. Now, that's very straightforward when everything, that which fell and that which it fell into, is all Tahor. That's very straightforward. We just give it to the Kohen. But what happens when either that which fell in or that which it fell into is tame, is impure? That's going to be the topic of today's Mishnah. There are a few different ways to understand the Mishnah. I'm going to attempt to explain it in the most straightforward way possible using the simplest set of explanations. We're going to weave them all together to give us the simplest understanding of the Mishnah. Perhaps I will do an addendum recording, a supplemental recording in which we explain it a little more complexly. But this is going to take the most straightforward and easiest and clearest route. So, says Mishnah Beis, Sa Truma Tameya. Imagine you have a Sa of Tamei Truma, Shenaflo Lesoch Mea Chulin Tahor, and that falls into 100 parts of Chulin that is Tahor. So it's enough to be Mevatel it. Rabbi Eliezer Omer says, Rabbi Eliezer, Terum, you remove a part and give it to the Kohen, Viti Saref, but it needs to be burned. Why? Shani Omer says, Rabbi Eliezer, I say, Sa'a Shenafla, he Sa'a Shalsa. That which fell inside is treated like that which we remove is treated like that which fell inside. Meaning to say that even though I know the truma that fell in is batel, is nullified, still when I remove one piece, I treat it as if that's the piece that fell inside. And therefore, since the truma that fell in was truma tameya, that which I remove, I also treat as though it's truma tameya. And we know the halacha generally is that when it comes to truma tameya, the kohen is not allowed to eat it, but it needs to be burned. Perhaps the kohen's allowed to get benefit from that burning, but we have to treat it as if it is fully truma tameya. That is Rabbi Eliezer's opinion. That which falls in is that which we pull out, and therefore we treat it entirely as if it's truma tameya, and the kohen cannot eat it. But the chacham disagree. The chacham omrim ta'ale b'teyachel. No, you can remove it, and the kohen can eat it. Why? Because the truma tameya that fell in is nullified. It doesn't exist anymore. And therefore, we're just symbolically removing a part, perhaps so the Kohen doesn't lose out, or perhaps so at least we're still doing an act of truma. But it's symbolic. The Kohen treats it like truma, but it's not the truma that fell in. The truma that fell in is nullified. And therefore, he can treat it like truma tahora, and therefore he can eat it. But still, because it's truma tahora, it needs to be treated like truma tahora, and therefore it cannot, you have to make sure that it does not become tame. And therefore, it needs to be eaten nekudim akulayos, either dried or roasted, right? If it gets comes in contact with water, then it becomes hukshir lekabel tuma, it becomes eligible to receive, to become tame, and therefore we make sure it does not come in contact with water. O telesh b'mei peros, or you can knead it with fruit juice, because fruit juice is not one of the Zayin Mashkim, not one of the seven liquids that makes it eligible to become Tameh. Oh, it's Tischalik the Isos, like we saw yesterday. Kidei Shelo Yehevim Makam Echad Kebetza. Or you divide it up into small little pieces, in which each piece is less smaller than an egg size, because Truma only transfers, is only transmitted when the pieces are larger than a Kebetza, larger than an egg size. So in all these cases, we treat it as though it is actually Truma Tahora, and therefore it needs to be treated, it needs to be ensured that it does not become Tameh. That's at least, again, the simpler explanation. Says Mishnah Gimel, Sa Truma Tahora. Imagine there is a Sa of Truma Tahora, Shenafel Mei Chulin Tamei, and that falls into 100 parts of Chulin, but that Chulin is Tamei. So what do you do? Again, it's enough to be nullified, but now it's Chulin Tamei. And so what do you do? According to everyone, you can again remove a piece and give it to the Kohen, and the Kohen is allowed to eat it as if it's Truma Tahora. But again, the Kohen needs to make sure that it does not become Tamei. So, Nekudim Akulayos, he eats it either dried or roasted, or Tilash B'mei Peros, or kneaded with fruit juice, or Tischalik L'Isos, or divided into small little parts, Kedei Shelo Yehevim Makom Echad Kebeitza. So there isn't enough of a beitza in one place, in one part, and therefore Truma does not get transmitted. By the way, this last Mishnah, that's according to both opinions, Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim. Because according to Rabbi Eliezer's principle is very straightforward, that sasha nafla his sasha alsa, and therefore that which fell in is that also that which you're removing. So in this last case, that which fell in was Truma Tahora, and therefore that which you remove, you also treat as Truma Tahora, so the Kohen can certainly eat it. And according to the Chachamim, it's true, because the Chachamim always say that's true. The Chachamim never treat it like that which fell in. They say it's always nullified, and it's just symbolic, so the Kohen is always allowed to eat it, so long as it does not become Tameh, as long as the Kohen makes sure that it does not become Huchshul Kabal Tuma. That is Mishnah Gimel. We'll leave another recording to explain it more complexly, but the bottom line is that according to Rabbi Eliezer, you treat it as though that which fell in is that which you're pulling out. According to Chachamim, no, it's always just symbolic, and the Kohen can always eat it, and we paskin like the Chachamim, just make sure it doesn't become Tameh. We'll continue with Mishnah Dala tomorrow.